welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is 9:37. We're joined now by Nancy Stover here, who is going to chat with us about the Enid Stover poetry recitation. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and she was on last year here on the program talking about this, and we invited her back. I guess give me a little when and where. What's going on
here? Okay, well, it is this Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Manhattan Public Library upstairs auditorium, and it will be a time to bring one's own poetry or others and share it, something that you might have enjoyed and or it might be your favorite from childhood or any time, and then it's a chance to listen to others recite. So there'll be some light refreshments and drawings for books and hopefully a good time.
Very good. How long has this been going on, and how long have you been involved?
Okay, well, it began 15 years ago when my mother, Enid Stover, passed away, and it occurred to us that we'd like to honor her and her love of poetry by having this festival. We didn't call it a festival till this year. I haven't had balloons or anything. But we've called it a recitation because she was a poet, and she did have a little book that we put together for her to publish. But what was most important to her was that people have poetry in themselves because it's part of their understanding of life and of themselves. So when you recite, the idea is that you've memorized it, made it yours, and shared it that way. So she encouraged recitation. So that was kind of the purpose, was to for the individuals to be able to express and grow that way. But you don't have to memorize. You can have a little, you can read it off your wrist if you want to.
Well, I think many of us enjoy poetry. I would think most people, if anyone who says they didn't, I'd be like, you listen to music?
Yes, that's a great channel for poetry. The movement of the words and the feelings and through music.
So what do you enjoy most about this, and why encourage people to come out here?
Oh, I just enjoy getting ready for it. I enjoy gathering my images, my own memories of poems, and learning some new ones, and especially my mother's. I really enjoy hers, and I enjoy the process of memorizing. And I just enjoy listening, and I enjoy the lightness, the feeling of something so positive and good that bring people together to be that way with one another. Well, be that way, I guess. Poetry doesn't mean you have to be good. But anyway, we are there together to appreciate one another. And so I like the atmosphere. It used to be in the city park under the trees, and we got banners and all different colors of banners to fly in the winds, and we avoided the rain, and so it had a special atmosphere out there in the Rose Garden. And so when it was decided to have it indoors, one year it was very close to raining, and so it was decided to have it indoors at the public library, which had always been our backup location. So we bring the outdoors indoors now. We bring roses indoors and give them out to people who do want to have the courage to stand up or sit down and share. So I say I enjoy the obligation to learn in an enjoyable way, and the refreshment of being with others, sharing.
Well, it is a deeply personal experience, and for those who do get up there and read something that they've created on their own, I mean,
that's very
scary.
It can be scary. Yeah, yeah.
And so you probably see new posts. Do you see a lot of children come out here?
Well, have been. There have been different populations that came different years based on whether they could come and would come and knew about it and so forth. One year we had children from this elementary schools come and recite. It was with their wonderful teacher who brought them there. I could name names. We've got so many wonderful teachers in Manhattan. Anyway, so they came, and my own family brought their children, my mother's grandchildren at this point, and they, in arms, they, you know, in their parents' arms, they would be reciting Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And by the way, at this point, it's a good day, good point to introduce pocket poems, because that's part of what actually Poetry Month is about. It turns out that by having this festival, we were also part of a greater festival, which is called Poetry Month. Mm. And it's been organized in high official places, like the government and the office of the mayor in New York City, who declared that a certain day in April would be Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that. My daughter's attending school here, and she was talking about that the other day. Here.
Oh, did she bring you a pocket poem?
She did. She reached one out and read it. I don't remember exactly how it went, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you if you wanted to bring one, because I have brought some. Anyway, that's a really nice part of this, a really personal and very concise part of this recitation, is the sharing of pocket poems. Not necessarily at the festival, but on the way to it, on the way after, yourself meeting people. Walt Whitman has a line, "Stranger, if you desire to speak with me, then why not speak with me?" And that's kind of like what pocket poems are about. And so, I forgot what I was going to say. I was going to share a pocket poem with you, I think. But the idea of sharing an enjoyable thing with one another, yeah, spontaneously as you come to them, not in a fixed environment where you stand up and have your turn.
Yeah.
It would be good to not force it on somebody. You don't want to knock them on the head and say, okay, I'm going to recite a poem to you, anything like that, but to share in fun. I've had fun on the bus just coming here and the last couple of days, discovering there are moments to share pocket poems when you have to stop and from the bus driver's point of view has to wait for the passengers to appear, or even if nobody appears, they still have to wait for a whole minute. So I said, well, it's time enough to share a pocket poem. So I did Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And this is what I wanted to say. We got started officially, well, according to what this festival considers official becoming itself, by Stormy Kennedy. Stormy Kennedy is the owner of Claflin Bookstore, and she's been so supportive of this festival. And she was my first pocket poem giver. Your daughter's was yours. Stormy was mine. And she did recite something that is so recitable. Could I recite it to you here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here officially, out of my pocket comes. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. With your bright and shining spark, you light the traveler in the dark. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. I had never heard that second part of the verse, and anyone I've shared it with has not either. So we have that now to share.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let me take a quick break here. We got to get a commercial in here, but we'll come back and chat more, maybe have some more poems if you have some.
Oh, sure.
And we'll do that next here on News Radio KMAN.